Well, Mark, firstly, it's a runout, it's a proper runout, it's a pre-season game. How do you think it went?
Yeah, very well. It's our first game. Had a training camp, as you're well aware. And as I say, the first runout for the boys, and very pleased. And great welcome here, as always. Good surface and a lovely evening to play football. So really pleased with that. New guys settled in really well. And yeah, a good, worthwhile experience.
What's the sort of, with the schedule of pre-season as you have it, what's the aim that you get by the 9th of August?
The aim is to be prepared for that opening game against Charlton. So, as I say, great hospitality here tonight. Good workout, Barnet on Tuesday. Then we step it up to Nice, Espanyol and Palace. Three high-quality games at Griffin Park on a good surface. So hopefully we're preparing ourselves and building up nicely for that first game of the season. It's all about, I think, balance. And so far we're on track.
And obviously you know what you've got from the players that you had last season. But for the new lads to come in and play some more competitive stuff than maybe training games or training camp games, you know, they see a little bit more, you see a little bit more out of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at what they used to. Moses, for example, likes to play deeper, get it and turn. Andre likes to come short for the ball and turn. As I say, last year we played with a high line. So it's a balance between the two. You don't want to stop what they do well, but at the same time introduce some new ideas. I'm sure they'll embrace. They're clever footballers and they'll embrace it. But as I say, all around the park, Marcus did very well, got on the ball. Yeah. He went deep, Dougie recognised that and went high. So good recognition around the park. I'd say overall a very worthwhile experience.
And you found another goal scoring talent in the shape of Jake Bidwell.
Well, what can I say?
It's a lovely move, though.
It was a nice move, good finish as well, but a really nice piece of football. But as I say, quality of the surface here was very good, so testament to Bournemouth and the groundsman, but delighted with that. Come here every year, it's a great welcome.
Can I ask you about a couple of other elements, not just to do with the game, but signing of Alex Pritchard today on loan for the season?
Yes, I've watched Alex from the age of 9, 10. Same age group as Nico, Yanaris and George Saville, etc. So know the player very well, technically gifted player. Competitive, great dead ball delivery, and he's had another layer of quality to the squad. So pleased to get him. A lot of clubs are in for him, and as I say, he's a London boy, and yeah, it worked out very well for us.
There's been stories with Mr. Hogan from Rochdale. Is that, what can you tell us in regards to that?
There's been stories about Mr. Hogan from Rochdale, and hopefully those stories will continue, and we'll see where that goes. But we're making good progress on the striker front. So Alex in today, maybe one or two more. And then the squad's in good shape.
And how important is it for you to do the business? I know, obviously, we're now into pre-season, but to get everyone in that you want to get in by the 9th of August, or is it by the end of August?
No, I mean, in an ideal world, you have everyone in by the 25th of June.
Yeah.
That's the ideal scenario. But obviously, you know, players are coming in, some miss the camp, but they're keeping fit. There'll be one or two more, as I say, towards the end of the start of the season. And you have to be patient with it. You know, it's as simple as that. It's being patient. If you force it, you miss out on the deal sometimes. So, as I say, make your interest known. Act in the right professional manner, hopefully, and then secure the asset.
But happy with where you are at this moment in time, with still a couple of weeks to go?
Yeah, we spoke to boys, and you know, at the end of the season, said 96 days to go, and here we are now, 23 days to go and counting. And we'll build it up from here. They'll work hard again tomorrow, off Saturday, in Sunday, Monday, working hard, and then we play Tuesday. So it's a tough schedule, but they're up for it, and they're preparing well.
And some great home games to look forward to as well in pre-season.
Yeah, there's some massive games there. The quality of, you know, you got the French top teams in Nice coming over here. Espanyol, a top footballing side. It'll be a good experience for us. We'll work hard and we'll give them a good game and work well, more than a good game. Mm-hmm. And I say Crystal Palace will be that English competitive game as well, with the high quality that Palace will offer as well. So three very good quality games which we're pleased with. And again, testament to Frank and the guys for arranging these type of games.